This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our snowplow operators, the men and women out there that have been keeping the roads open because of the bad weather that we've had that went up into the Northeast and into New England. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the frozen tundra up there in Michigan, and I'm sure it's colder up there than it is here, but it's pretty chilly where I'm at. We've got the one, the only, the incomparable, Rod Edwards. There they go. Now, the reason they went hustling in like that is because it's 45 degrees with a little bit of a breeze.
Wow. You know, that would feel warm here right now.
Yeah, because I'll bet you're freezing up there because I saw all the frigid temperatures that were skating around up there. So I know Chris Markowski just told me it's in the 20s and it was miserable where he was at. Of course, he got snowbound a little bit yesterday trying to get back home. and I guess everybody was in transit somewhere. If you weren't at home and you were trying to get back into the Northeast, good luck with that, right?
Yeah, it's amazing how we were totally skipped by the snow. Cleveland got dumped, Buffalo, and west of us got dumped, but in the Detroit area, no snow.
Yeah, okay.
No complaints either.
Yeah, no. You want snow, I can send you where it's at. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, of course, we take that very highly here in this country. And if you don't, well, you know, there's a train leaving tomorrow for Cleveland. All right, listen, I couldn't believe this story, but we're going to talk about it. A mega church pastor, now you have to understand the terminology here, and I won't get too graphic, hawked a loogie and then rubbed it on a man's face in a sermon illustration as churchgoers gasped in horror, and the sermon was called Cult Energy.
You know, this is an example of the foolishness that goes on in churches. I'm not talking about what this guy did, but it's an example of how these people that call themselves ministers It's just crazy. He claimed he was demonstrating the story in the book of Mark, in which Jesus did that, and he used it to heal the eyes of a blind man. And what's shocking to me, Captain, is the man just stood there and took it.
Yeah, I think I would have been inclined. If somebody spits on you graphically like that, because that's what he did, I think I would be pretty well tempted, because that's an assault. You know, if someone spits on you, that's assault. I think I'd be telling them to belt them.
Yeah,
I don't care who it is.
I mean, this has nothing to do with actually teaching the Word of God. This is utter foolishness, and this is a demonstration and an example of how wayward so many so-called preachers have gone in this day and age. And it's a wonder that he has any parishioners left. But a lot of foolish people support guys like that. So they live on, and they continue to make a lot of money with this foolishness. But, man.
Now, speaking of money, AT&T owns DirecTV, and they have decided to axe the very conservative and also religious-owned, because the people that own that are devoutly religious. They have a religious network, by the way. One American News Network, they've taken it from their lineup and said they're not going to renew the contract. Now, I think it's coming up for renewal the 1st of April.
Yeah. Well, this is indicative of the bigotry of the left, and they hate One American News. And to me, it's one of the best out there, because they consistently tell the truth in regards to the issues of the day. And they can't handle the truth, and they want to get rid of them. It's a shame.
Well, the people that own that operate that are the same ones that had the religious network, American Family. I think they call it American Family News or something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Christian network.
Right.
But it's just indicative of the left and how bigoted they really are. And like I said, I watch One American News pretty regularly, and they've always done a fine job, and, you know, they tell it like it is, straight, and I guess they don't like that. And they don't like the fact that One American News has been very favorable to Donald Trump, and so there it is.
Okay, hold that thought, because here we go. With coming up on a break here. Ron Edwards and I will be right back with more, and Edwards Notebook is coming up too. Take it away, Jeff.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. Recently, the president of Ghana made an important announcement that every wise person should pay close attention to. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Recently, Ghana President Akufo-Addo told a nationwide tele audience about what he dubbed as the satanic Rockefeller plan to put out a virus for global depopulation and to destroy the global economy and where to find the evidence. He then talked about where the Corona China virus was developed. Ghana's president, Akufo-Addo, talked about the Fauci and Gates involvement in what he described as the satanic agenda. He then alerted his fellow countrymen that he will end all vaccinations. I can understand the president of Ghana expressing his concerns and wanting to ban the shots. After all, Bill Gates is famous for his past efforts to depopulate Africans via shots during past illness outbreaks. Hopefully, President Akufo-Addo of Ghana won't end up dead like four other African nation presidents who spoke out against the jab. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, simply go to theronedwards.com.
Alrighty, there you go, Ron Edwards. And speaking of Constitutional Grounds Coffee, it has a delicious taste that people are raving about. A lot of people have been buying it via this radio show and whatnot. And you want the best Constitutional Grounds as the coffee that you want in your cup. Now, I have got right here my Turbis tumbler, and I just took a sip of the coffee I got in there. That is Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, you can display, go see the display at the website, theronedwards.com, and while you're there, you'll notice the promo code, RE20, which will save you 20% on your purchase. So, use the promo code, RE20,
at theronedwards.com for Constitutional Grounds Coffee. And remember, Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
And who was that masked man? Who was that masked man that just came racing through? Actually, no, that's really good stuff, and I wouldn't be telling you that if it wasn't. What's that? Oh, somebody said, it says, sounds like your segment was playing at 3/4 speed. I don't know what that's all about, but it was full speed ahead here, Eric. That might have something to do with the Internet. That's all the messages going back and forth. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, let's go back over here. Donald Trump yesterday, Martin Luther King Day, was referring to Joy Behar, and he called her a racist. The only problem is the very liberal and progressive and communist website Mediaite said that Donald Trump had commemorated Martin Luther King Day by insulting a black woman cable news host. Last I checked, Joy Behar was white, Jewish, and she wasn't on cable news. She was a co-host on The Five.
Yeah, but this is about Joy Reid.
No. This is Joy. I didn't send you the corrected version. It's Joy Behar.
Oh, well, anyway, you know what? Joy Reid, I'm sorry, I'm looking at the original story here, Joy Reid.
Yeah.
If it is Joy Behar,
yep.
In a sense, she is racist.
Yep.
Because I've seen her attack blacks who are conservative. I've seen her say nasty things about certain individuals. They don't toe the liberal or leftist line.
Yep.
They happen to be black. So I would say that there are racist tendencies. And by the way, Captain, most of your leftist or liberal whites are racist.
Yep.
And I back that up. I support that statement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true. And you are right. But anyway, the story that I was referring to was Joy Behar. I think there was something about Joy Reid, but that's not what I was going with this. Anyway,
yeah.
Let's talk about 18 more federal agencies eyeing making the vaccine religious objector lists.
Isn't that something? I mean, the agencies plan to collect religious affiliation
data. They're collecting data.
Yeah, and the reasons and support given for the accommodation request: names, contact information, date of birth, aliases, home address, contact information, and other identifying information. These lists will be shared between the federal agencies. They want to know who these Christians are. It's mostly Christians or Jews who want to utilize the religious exemption clause to get out of taking the jab. And I think it's about finding out, and in a sense, it's like their naughty list.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they plan to go after these people in the future or something. There's got to be a reason why these leftists in government want to retain such a list.
By the way, your fan club is chiming in here in the chat room. We've got Eric in East Tennessee, who's up there with a skateboard, getting ready to slide down the hill this morning. We've got George, the Godfather, and then we've got Flip chimed in already. By the way, Joy Behar was the host that wore blackface quite a number of years ago on The View.
I remember that. And good morning to those gentlemen as well.
Well, yep.
But, yeah, she's Joy Behar, I would say that, again, the joyless joy is racist.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. the other joy is racist as well. They both are. Mm.
By the way, you folks up there in Tarpon Springs, the temperature has dropped almost 10 degrees in the last 30 minutes up there.
Wow.
So that's what's going on down here right now.
Jeepers.
Yeah, tell me about it. Okay, now, there's an immediate win in Virginia for the people. And I've had some people telling me, oh, not so fast. This governor's not going to do what he's going to do. We'll have to see. We'll have to that. Well, the governor hit the ground running, Youngkin. And he told everybody what he was going to do, just like Donald Trump did. And he turned around and he did three of the things he said he was going to do. Boom, 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 one right off the bat. And one of them was to lift the mask mandate. in Virginia schools. And, of course, there were several school districts that said, no, we're not going to go by this for the safety of the kids. We've got to keep the masks on, this, that, and the other. But we'll see what happens because this is going to be challenged, I'm sure. But it sparked an ignorant freakout with, of all people, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, who should have just kept her mouth shut.
Yeah, Psaki, she needs to just go bury herself. You know, she's just a loser. I commend Mr. Governor Youngkin for doing what he did, because, by the way, those masks do no good. They're no good for children, especially.
That's right.
You sit up there sucking your own carbon dioxide all day in school. You're inhibiting the full development of lungs of young children,
mm-hmm.
and it's just doing harm to the body. The leftist pigs don't care about what is really good for us. It's about control, and they're willing to control children in the same degree that they would adults, and it's all about what they want.
Yep.
Not what about what's good for the children, as they like to say they are, but they're not for the good of the children. It's about harm.
Yep.
And the governor, I really salute the governor for doing what he did.
Yep.
But they said that they're going to continue to defy him and make them wear these masks anyway. So it's going to be very interesting how this plays out.
Now, we got to be careful about being too confident. I'm not too confident. We got to keep it going, and we got to stick together and get our plans together for this election coming up here, the midterms. But Joe needs to keep it going, too, because under Biden, the Dems are getting absolutely crushed in the new polling data. Now, let me just do one other little thing here. Since Donald Trump left office, everything, underline that word, everything has gotten worse, and I mean everything, under Joe Biden's leadership.
Everything, everywhere. Not only in this country, but around the entire globe, things have gotten a lot worse. Discontent is skyrocketing. Inflation is the most important issue for American voters heading into this year's midterm election. And the Democrats are going to pay the price. That's according to Frank Lutz, a longtime GOP pollster and strategist.
Yep. I hear
now,
the music. I hear the music coming. We'll have to continue our conversation here on Thursday. But in the meantime, you stay warm up there. Put another log in the fire.
Absolutely. You too. Take care. And,
thank you. Godspeed. That's what he was going to say, and I knew that. Okay. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere on this Tuesday morning.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
COVID relief discussions are picking up at the Capitol once again, but one GOP representative is pushing back against it.
Democrats in Congress have begun talks on another round of coronavirus relief, which they plan to set aside for restaurants, gyms, and performance venues as the Omicron variant of coronavirus continues to spread. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson joins Fox Business Network and says there should not be another round of payments.
I think it's time
time Democrats live in the universe that we're all living in, which is that everything costs more and you continue to pump more money into the economy, this is exactly the impact it's having. Inflation is a tax on working Americans.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Moderna hopes to market a combined booster vaccination for COVID-19, influenza, and RSV as soon as the fall of 2023. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Mark Walters, of course, the host of Armed America Radio. You can hear that show Sunday nights on many of these same stations, and it's on at 8 o'clock live across the country. And then he also has a daily defense show at 4 o'clock weekday afternoons. You can hear that also on many of these same stations. So, armedamericanradio.org is the website, armedamericanradio.org. In the meantime, this portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Nissan, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group, who sponsors our studio here, the Moss Family Automotive Studio. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. People are coming from all around the country, and I'll explain in a minute. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, in the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Yep, you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. As a matter of fact, their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And they try to do that and live up to that every day. Now, it starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection of Moss either. Several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles, all colors, all accessories you could dream of, are in stock right now. By the way, trade-ins, oh boy. Clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage of that. And you can upgrade your ride now. And here's the surprise. If your vehicle is in good condition, and I don't mean poor, fair, good condition, you might get as much as 35% above the book value of what the vehicle is supposed to be worth. That's what's happened to used vehicles. Now, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal given to them. Now, their locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and they are building a brand new Moss Nissan on State Route 50 in Brooksville. It should be open in about a month or so. You can find out more about them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And by the way, you might want to check out driving one of those new Rogues. Wow. What a car. What a car. Okay. Everything is worse under Joe Biden. I shouldn't be telling anybody anything that they don't already know. The stink of Biden's failure just absolutely permeates the land, reeking intensely, not unlike Eric Swalwell. Now, welcome to what we all hope turns out to be merely Jimmy Carter 2.0 rather than James Buchanan 2.0, who was a president for many years ago. Pray that we dodge those bullets, literally. And I will tell you this, since Trump left, everything has gotten worse, everything, and you must know that. Store shelves are bare, not all the time. But did you ever see that under Donald Trump? No. Did you ever walk into a store fuming because Trump had been mean to Rosie O'Donnell on Twitter? Hell no. And see the aisles empty of salad, milk, cereal, paper towels, things you need to have? Nope. Did it cost you $75 to fill up your sedan at the gas station? Nope. Did inflation hit 7% under Trump at any time? Did your pay get cut 7% under Trump? Hell no. By no means. By no means. Was that even close? And by the way, mean tweets? Who cares? Who cares? Isn't that worth 7% of your dough that you'd get paid? I don't care what he tweets. Never did. He's a New Yorker. I understand it. I know he's a rough, tough guy. That's what they do in New York. I get it. I understood that. Matter of fact, I told all of you that when he was running for president. Don't be surprised, but he'll do fine. And he did. Now, who do you want running the show? Donald Trump or Grandpa Joe? Now, I thought the rule was that if they die on your watch, they're your fault. Looks like now they're going to solve that awkward problem by stopping counting of the people that are dying from COVID. Weren't we informed by all of the smart people that the crusty candidate was going to make all the bad virus go away? Oh, gosh, yeah, we were. It's not gone away. It's gotten worse. And according to the rules that were in effect, as long as the rules hurt Trump, now Biden is literally taking personal responsibility, because he has to, for everyone that's died and everyone that's getting sick, because they don't know what they're doing. And Hunter Biden's pappy promised to return to normalcy. The regime media promised to return to normalcy. The current state of affairs is a lot of things, but normal isn't one of them. And Biden last week seemed to be more humiliating, more epic fails than the bulwark orgy we heard about with Bull, talking about Bull Durham. And the Supreme Court dissed and dismissed his ridiculous vaccine decree. Manchin, Sinema, the entire Republican Party all somehow resisted President Biden and his powerful argument requiring voter ID. And then the names, Bull Connor, Jefferson Davis, George Wallace. Did you know they were all Democrats? He was comparing Democrats to Republicans. Well, they were. They were all Democrats. And they refused to submit to his fussy fury. His agenda right now, folks, is lying in ruins. Just like Afghanistan. Oh, yeah. Remember that? Afghanistan. His total failure in leaving it and leaving people behind. We never, ever, never leave anyone behind. He did. And I hope everybody remembers that for as long as you can. That is an embarrassment. That is not done. And that man should have been brought up on charges for doing that, leaving those people behind saying, oh, we got everybody out. No, we didn't. And by the way, we still have 20 or 25,000 people over there that have already been processed. They've already been processed. That were working for the government, for us, the U.S. And now they're hiding in fear for their lives. Because if the Taliban catch them, well, Al-Qaeda too for that matter, They're done. They're going to be killed. Now, everything sucks, and it's all on Biden. Somebody would say that's not fair. I don't care. It's actually all on a trash establishment that picked Biden as its figurehead. Stupid, corrupt, self-righteous, incompetent, arrogant. That's our lousy president. And that's our lousy ruling class. It's unsustainable, folks. The establishment knows that its current one-third support is not a floor. It's merely a pause on the way down into the 20s, maybe even the teens. Watch and see. Biden will be polling lower than he is now soon. And November's coming. The midterms are on the way. And what they've sown, they shall reap. Remember that one? They've sown failure. They shall reap a House ruled by Kevin McCarthy and a Senate could be run by the Republicans. And I'll tell you this much. It'll be fun to see the Democrats fall in love with the filibuster again, because when they become the minority, especially in the Senate, they're going to want that filibuster big time. And then let's remember people like Swalwell, Omar, and company are going to lose their cushy committee assignments and go back to where they belong, which is in the basement. I'll be right back, and I've only started. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
By the way, you can come out and see George the Godfather, and you can come out and see John, my first sergeant. You can come out and see Jeff from Sarasota. You can come out and see the gang that's there, and we never know who's going to be there. So, you know, we start out with our little group, and then we grow from there, and sometimes one table becomes two, becomes three, and we're all sitting there having a good time talking, and we have some great conversations, let me tell you. All right, and I hope to see you there, Mission Barbecue, West Waters. I'm there from 11:30 to 1:30 today for lunch, and they got some great food at Mission Barbecue. Check them out. Now, this edition, this segment right here, is being brought to you by Domrich Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They happen to be located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9 foot tall Uncle Sam, red, white, and blue with the American flag, too. He's probably wearing a trench coat like Roger Schulman was when he walked in the door, one of those Columbo trench coats. By the way, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're also a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, too, unlike the big box stores. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. You can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You might get yourself some of that personal, free donut supply that they got in the back room. I didn't tell you that, did I? No, I didn't tell you that. Okay. Now, Gavin Newsom made a comment in an interview he did with Yahoo News. He took direct aim at our governor, Ron DeSantis, leveling various critiques and claims. And the fact that he decided to do so was interesting for its own reasons. But I really think Gavin Newsom is thinking about running in 2024. And he thinks one of his main opponents on the Republican side of the aisle could be Ron DeSantis. Now, I think DeSantis would relish a Florida versus California debate. And I'll tell you why. California can't compare to Florida. Number one, the story I read in hour number one and hour number two and even before Ron Edwards with Denise Simon, California may have to double their taxes. They may have to double their taxes to afford all these programs they've got out there with all the illegals that are floating around. Think about that. That's not good. They've already lost 200,000 people here since Joe Biden came into office. They moved out of California. Now, progressives have lied endlessly about the critical race theory in their schools, and their dishonest denials are just false. And think about this for a second. That's helpful to the Republicans. School issues like radical curriculum and closures have hurt the Democrats badly. The more they refuse to acknowledge reality and continue to insult the intelligence of parents, the more beneficial it is to the Republicans. And as for Newsom's claim that he's eschewed the lockdowns, mandates, and restrictions, tens of thousands more Californians would be dead if he hadn't done that, according to him. Is he right? I don't think so. California's own COVID death rate, there's more people, remember, in California than there are in Florida, is substantially lower than Florida's, although Florida's rate is 17th out of 50 states, and it's better than the big blue restrictionist states like New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. It's almost as if they're are relevant factors saying Florida's disproportionately elderly population might have entered into all of this beyond any governor's control, independent of any policy approach, when you sit down, stop, and think about what it is you're talking about. Now, the most important metric for saving lives during the pandemic is the vaccination rate. And Florida has the highest vaccination rate amongst all of the 2020 Trump won states and is better than the national average. This despite the prevailing leftist story from the Dems here and around the country that DeSantis hasn't encouraged vaccines. Well, he most certainly has. There's also the matter of excessive deaths over the course of the pandemic. We've covered that issue previously in debunking the previous anti-Florida conspiracy theories and criticisms. And when it comes to U.S. mortality, Florida clocks in at 20th. California is four slots worse. Now, our governor and the governor of California are the difference between day and night, except for one thing. Who is Gavin Newsom related to? Nancy Pelosi. Who do you think is pushing him to run for the presidency, especially if DeSantis gets in the mix? Nancy Pelosi. Or Mike Pompeo, who is another name who's been mentioned for possibly getting into the mix. And I have no problem with either one of them. I think they're great candidates. Because, again, there's no guarantee that Donald Trump will be in this race. Now, he keeps hinting at it. And if he runs, then great. It's his to lose. So we'll see what happens. All right, before I get to the caller, I want to remind everybody that today we'll be at Mission Barbecue on West Waters on the north end of the airport up there just east of the Veterans Expressway. Get off at Waters, go over two traffic lights, and we're right on the right side, right at the light. But on Thursday, the 20th, I'll be over in Pinellas County at a rally for Jeremy Brown at the Pinellas County Court Complex and Jail over there where the sheriff is. That's where I'll be that night, 5 to 8. And then Saturday, if you can make it, I'll be down in Bradenton for a Second Amendment rally with the Florida Manatee Liberty Caucus down there from 10 to 12. They're going to have a little brunch, a little lunch, if you want to sign up and do that. There's a sign up on my my Facebook page. You'll find it if you go there. But it's all good. Now, let me go to the phone here. We're gonna finish it out here. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business. If I don't say it, it won't be said. That's what the great Rush Limbaugh used to say. Praise God forever. It's Donald Trump or nobody else. Donald Trump won this election. It's Donald Trump or nobody. Everybody else, sit down. DeSantis, you got a state to run over here and show the world how freedom and the Constitution and standing up for individual freedom. Today was Martin Luther King Day. Okay, I grew up with blacks in the Bronx, New York, before I moved down here in 73, before the Rays, the Bucks, or the Lightning were in existence. Okay, and Martin Luther King, two things you knew about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. One, he loved Jesus Christ, and he made him the Lord of his life, and he called him Savior and Messiah and Master, okay? And he believed in Jesus Christ like I do, and the lover of your heart and soul who gave his life for you and shed his blood that you could go to heaven, you loser. Okay, Gavin Newsom and the rest of you idiots. And the second thing you know about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is he said, free at last, free at last. And you tough guys in Hollywood over there, you're letting some idiot white guy tell you you can't go to work? You're stupid. Okay, you're an idiot. You sold your soul to Satan. Stand up to that white boy. He's making $500,000 a year plus perks if you can't go to work because he tells you so. You're an idiot. And you got to put a needle in your arm? Get the freak out of here, you loser. Stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and stand up for our Lord and Savior. Donald Trump, it took you 6 years to finally call Mitch McConnell a loser when I've been told.
Good night, Todd. Okay. That's it. Time to load. Lock, load, and head on out. Matter of fact, I'm going to start my car and let it warm up a little bit before I go anywhere. Then I have to do my promo, so that's what I'll be doing. But I hope everybody has a good day. Stay warm. It's going to be cold. God bless America. Stay safe. And I'll see you all tonight.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.